Welcome to the Goethe-Institut and Zündfunk Bayern 2's monthly podcast for March 2026, showcasing, as usual, five new albums from Germany. This month's lineup is highly eclectic, with music in very different genres made by various generations of music makers, including Apparat and 6,90 € from Berlin, the Sufi Dub Brothers from Hamburg, Urlaub in Poland from Cologne, and for starters, the Nordtwist from a somewhat smaller town, namely Weilheim, near Munich. The Nordtwist will be releasing their new album with the ominous title News from Planet Zombie on March 13th. Meantime, here's a track called X-Ray to give you a taste of the forthcoming album. By the way, this is Double Dutch Dave Creedon manhandling the mic here on the English language version of Ralf Sommer's March Popcast. That was X-Ray by the Nordtwist. It's one of three pre-release tracks off News from Planet Zombie, the band's ninth studio album to date, which is due out on March 13th. After the computer-aided layered sound of their previous studio albums, you can tell from the track we've just heard that the Acha brothers wanted to bring out the live side of a studio recording this time around. So Markus and Micha Acha rehearsed the new songs with their band for a week at Munich's Import-Export Club, including rehearsals in front of a small crowd of fans. Some of the songs on News from Planet Zombie, which is packed with acoustic indie folk ballads, are yet again bound to be sensations in the independent scene. On the other hand, this is the very first No Twist album to feature cover versions, namely Red Sun by Neil Young, as well as a song called How the Story Ends. The Acha brothers covered Red Sun for a theatre production, but it was tricky because they're huge Neil Young fans, and you tend to be doubly cautious when interpreting your idols. How the Story Ends, in contrast, forms a double counterweight to the Red Sun cover. For one thing, it's a song about the sad end of a relationship, and for another, it's by a forgotten American female indie band called Lovers. No Twist's original songs on the album pay homage to communities, places, and activists that are keeping an alternative scene alive, despite no end of contrary winds.
Es ist schon einfach eine Hommage oder wie so eine Danksagung an so eine Independence.
The record is a tribute, or rather a thank you, to the independent culture that's always been so important to us. All these alternative youth centres, clubs, cafes and galleries. To all the people around the world, wherever we've been, who put tons of energy and even their whole lives into making things more open and interesting and colourful. Including people who provide space for all that, despite all the controversy. The Import-Export Club is one such place, of course, where different forces are at work. There's a great deal of discussion and things you might not like, but you just have to discuss them some more. It's simply important that these places exist, where such discussions can take place at all, and not just online the whole time with utterly idiotic Facebook comments.
Und nicht nur dann immer im Netz mit irgendwelchen Facebook-Kommentaren, die total bescheuert sind.
That was Markus Acha talking about the new No Twist album, which pays tribute to existing indie culture and its lovable venues, including the Import-Export Club in Munich. Indie culture is more endangered today than ever before, not just because of gentrification, but also because it doesn't fit into the world view of the new forces at work in society, owing to its open and diverse nature. The album title, News from Planet Zombie, sounds like an ominous status report, but the songs themselves actually give off sparks of cautious hope. According to Markus Acha's brother, Michael, the bassist, the trick is not to lose heart, despite the grim situation we're in. I definitely draw hope from small everyday things. If you're constantly taking in all the news, it's simply unbearable. The positive stuff is generally happening in our personal lives, like when we go to Import-Export, for example, and spend a week recording there, hanging out with other people, seeing what's going on around us. All the positive stuff that's happening all the time, like folks volunteering at a food bank to help others. That's what I mean. Stuff like that is happening every day. What matters is how people get involved, with a will to achieve something positive. I've got to look closely all the time to keep what's going down in the world from bringing me down. Got to keep noticing how cool it is that so many people are actually doing something, and that there's still a sense of community after all. So when lots of people stick together, positive things happen. Speaking of collaboration, the No Twist album cover was designed by Marie Vermont, a Viennese musician and artist who describes her own sound as electronic analog noise. The No Twist will be embarking on a European tour in April, playing some open-air festivals this summer, and heading to Istanbul and Bucharest in the autumn. Our next featured album is also about personal stuff, about the end of yet another relationship, like the above-mentioned Lovers song, and about successful musical therapy. That was the tune Hum of Maybe by Abarat, a five-piece live band fronted by Sascha Ring. Ring, who's been based in Berlin for a long time now, originally hails from the Harz Mountains. Thanks to his high, clear, reedy voice, he's been called the German Tom York. Sascha Ring's music lies somewhere between indie-tronica and shoegaze. His trio with Berlin buddies from Mozelector is called Moderat, and they've chalked up considerable international success. Now, after several solo soundtracks and a bout of writer's block, Sascha Ring is back with his band Apparat, and with more of the kind of melodramatic songs that only he can pull off.
Ja, die letzten 7 Jahre waren bei mir, wie auch bei allen anderen, ziemlich turbulent.
The past 7 years have been pretty turbulent for me and for everyone else, too. I made a Moderat record and took it on tour. But after that, I had writer's block for 3 years. The longer I waited to get back into the studio, the harder it became to make music again. It was a pretty dramatic situation. But at some point, something clicked and it sorted itself out. I talk about it so blithely now, but at the time it really felt pretty awful. Hum of Maybe covers roughly the past 10 to 15 years of my life. It's all there, mainly the ups and downs of my relationship and the problems that came with becoming a father during lockdown, which meant having to make some major adjustments, from touring all the time to suddenly finding myself at home with a baby. So the album was also a form of therapy, a way of reflecting on it all, and maybe making a little peace with it. And I've got to say, it really worked out, which may well be one reason why this record, when it finally got going, went so amazingly smoothly. It more or less wrote and made itself and was a pure pleasure from start to finish, which is something I can rarely say about my records.
Sie hat sich mehr oder weniger von selbst geschrieben und gemacht und war ein reines Vergnügen von vorne bis hinten. Das sage ich wirklich selten über meine Platten.
That was Sascha Ring, recalling the long break after his Grammy-nominated album in 2019 and how hard it was to get started on the new record. His new songs lie somewhere between electronica and indie, between coming to grips and letting go. This state of limbo is actually a deliberate choice. The title track, Hum of Maybe, is about an intermediate state between yes and no. Generally speaking, it's considered weakness of character if you can't make up your mind right away. But I think it's actually a good idea to take your time coming up with an answer, especially in this day and age. And maybe there is no answer. People are too hungry for quick and easy explanations. And Echo Skips a Name is one of the most personal songs I've ever written. My songs are generally quite abstract, and this one's no exception. But its premise is a very personal matter, namely how couples live in a parallel state. Two people who really just inhabit a shared space. And An Echo Skips a Name is about how an echo fades out over time. Sound continues to spread, but the meaning increasingly gets lost. Oh well.
Also der Klang breitet sich noch aus, aber die Bedeutung geht halt mehr und mehr verloren.
Apparat's recent appearance at Munich's Alte Kongresshalle to kick off their European tour really brought down the house with a strikingly intense performance. So Apparat are back, with surprisingly little apparatus on stage, just a band, replete with cello, trombone and violin. Let's linger in Berlin for a female duo that are making quite a splash these days. Here's 6,90 €.
Ich stehe vor deiner Tür, komm mal bitte raus. Wir gehen jetzt dumm. Biggie!
Ja, ich shake mein Ass, ich bin ne Queen. Freitagnacht, halb Nacht, Dopamin. Zieh mir zwei, drei Hoes durch den Kiek. Ich mach auf Dieb, ist verliebt. Track so juicy, ich shake mein Booty. Vor macht Ring, Ring, ich glaub, er vermisst die Boobies. Nein, ich geh nicht ran. Nach 4 Uhr. Ich schreib keine Noten, aber bin auf Partytour. Laufe durch den Club, sie wollen mich so wie Rauschgift. Ich muss nicht mal wandern, denn ich bin die beste Aussicht. Nein, ich bin kein Trailer, aber ich zeig gern Ausschnitt. Er fragt, ob ich belegt bin, dicker als wär ich ein Aufschnitt. Opfer. Sie fragen, schämst du dich nicht? Und sind deine Eltern stolz auf dich? Ja, ich bin halt ne geile Bitch. Und du ein Broke-Ass, der auf mich will. Yeah, ich shake mein Ass, ich bin ne Queen. Freitagnacht, halbnacht, Dopamin. Zieh mit zwei, drei Hoes durch den Kiek. Ich mach auf Dieb, ist verliebt. Yeah, ich shake mein Ass, ich bin ne Queen. Freitagnacht, halbnacht, Dopamin. Zieh mit zwei, drei Hoes durch den Kiek. Ich mach auf Dieb, ist verliebt. Potzen Power after Hour. Bin nass auch ohne Schauer. Mindset dirty.
That was Queen by 6,90 €. This Berlin girl duo serve up a fun brand of female empowerment, with cheap techno beats, extra explicit raps, and catchy slager-style pop vocals. Ikemel was the one who paved the way. Now, Pussy Rap, also known as Pussy Pop, is the newest, latest thing. And with their EP Fotzen an die Macht, literally Power to the Pussies, 6,90 € are now taking up the baton. This duo, namely Kat and Nina, have captured the zeitgeist. And songs like Stalker Alert, for example, are bound to make many a man blush with shame or cringe with vicarious embarrassment. 6,90 € may be crude, but their record and their attitude are basically a form of self-defence, because so many women are subjected to so much crap by or because of men. That's a fact. So they're fighting back, and no holds barred. They know their taunts are bound to provoke contrary winds, as when they sing the verse, Hex, 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 jetzt gibt es Stress. Ich bin eine Hexe, verbrennt mich. Ich bin ein böses Mädchen. Ich komme auf den Scheiterhaufen. Sie wollen mich scheitern sehen. Doch es könnte nicht geiler laufen. Here's a rough translation. Hex, 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 now there's stress. I'm a witch, burn me. I'm a bad girl, bound to burn at the stake. They want to watch me fail, but things couldn't be going better. At the end of the day, these two bitches on their way to a party, as they call themselves, are the ones who are going to call the shots. We asked Nina Gessler what motivates 6,90 €.
Unsere Musik ist ein Ventil von Wut, von Ausdruck, von ganz vielen Gefühlen von Freiheit.
Our music is an outlet for anger. An expression of all kinds of emotions. Freedom, sex positivity, community, you name it. And yes, much of the time we're clearly addressing men who behave like shit and have been getting away with it for centuries. I think lots of people just want an outlet through music that empowers them to express that.
Viele Leute haben einfach Bock, da so ein Ventil zu haben mit einer Musik, dass sie das irgendwie auch ausdrücken können. Unser Feedback ist sehr gemischt. Die Fans feiern natürlich sehr, was wir machen, und es werden immer mehr Leute, und wir haben eine sehr...
We get very mixed reactions and feedback. Naturally, our fans cheer us on, and there are more and more of them. We've got a staunch fan base who always show up for our gigs. But we get lots of backlash on social media too, of course, especially in the comments, 99% of which are hater comments from men, or at least people who read us mail. But we have our way of coping, because ultimately they just boost our energy and our reach, which is great for us. We win over even more fans and get more folks on board. In the final analysis, their reactions are merely reflections of their inner world. And if there's so much dissatisfaction there, it's not our problem at all. And quite frankly, it doesn't bother us anymore.
Unzufriedenheit ist, dann ist das überhaupt nicht unser Problem und juckt uns auch ehrlich gesagt nicht mehr.
6,90 € will be taking the EP on tour starting in March. To Nina, nothing beats live performance.
Ich spiele so gerne Live-Shows, weil wir da einfach in der direkten...
I get such a kick out of playing live shows, interacting directly with fans. They're always fired up for it and so are we. It's synergy. We dance a lot, do a lot of stuff together, whilst the crowd holler, jump around, sing along. We bring people up on stage. It's such fun. I love playing live. It's the very, very best thing of all.
Es macht einfach richtig Spaß. Ich liebe live spielen. Das ist das allerbeste.
That was Nina Gessler of 6,90 € talking about Fotzen an die Macht, a new 20-minute EP that builds up to a fever pitch. This duo is a rare combination of hedonism and defiance, and they're sure to keep causing a stir for some time to come. Our next featured act, yet another duo, made their previous album before the advent of Pussy Pop. Urlaub in Polen are back with their brand of indie krautrock from Cologne. That was Abacus by Urlaub in Polen, the opener on the Cologne Dio's new album. The abacus, or counting frame as it's also called, is the world's oldest known calculating tool. With wood or glass balls or beads shuttled back and forth on multiple rods, it's been used for counting and calculating for over 2,000 years. But this song, Abacus, by Urlaub in Polen, is clearly set in the here and now, insists singer and guitarist Georg Brenner.
Also zu Abacus kann ich sagen, das ist von unserem neuen Album die erste Single, die im Herbst veröffentlicht wurde.
Abacus is the first single of our new album, which came out last autumn. It's meant as a protest song or a statement to ward off the fear of right-wing forces prevailing in Germany or all over the world. So we simply insist it's not going to happen, loudly and vehemently, repeating the song's mantra, no.
In diesem Song und sagen einfach vehement und laut, nein.
We also work associatively, explains Georg Brenner. That's the duo's approach to songwriting, which means you've got to ask Urlaub in Polen what their songs are about, because you usually can't tell from the English lyrics. Speaking of which, even if you're tired of hearing the story, the band's moniker actually alludes to a comment made by an acquaintance of theirs upon his return from a vacation in Poland. Das, was ihr da spielt, klingt wie mein Urlaub in Polen, he said. What you're playing there sounds like my vacation in Poland. In other words, Urlaub in Polen are carrying on the hallowed Rhineland krautrock tradition of bands like Can and Neu. Urlaub in Polen have been making albums for nearly a quarter of a century now. The records initially came out at short, regular intervals, but those intervals have grown longer over time. Drummer Jan-Philipp Janssen also plays in the Hamburg band Die Sterne, has a solo project called Dumbo Tracks, produces new acts, and teaches at the Folkwang University of the Arts in Essen, Germany. And Georg Brenner composes incidental music for theatre productions. Over the years, the independent scene has changed and actually gravitated towards their brand of indie kraut rock.
Ja, wir haben die Band 1998 gegründet.
When we started out in 1998, the idea was to get away from standard rock band arrangements and form a duo instead. The idea was to be a kind of rock sound system, and at the time I had this Moog synthesizer you play with your feet. We experimented with it, and it worked out pretty well. And then we took off. Rock sound system. That's an interesting way of describing their duo. That was Georg Brenner recounting Urlaub in Poland's early days and their approach to making music. Even though the intervals between albums are getting longer, they still play live. In fact, they see themselves basically as a live band.
Ja, wir treten nach wie vor.
We still perform as a duo. It's very high energy and loud, with the driving sound thanks to Philipp's Motorik beats. We still consider ourselves a live band, and now we've worked a synthesizer system into our live set to perform the new material. Georg Brenner sent us these answers by voicemail while taking a holiday. They're not in Poland, as it happens. Yes, that's a funny question. Holiday making. I'm currently travelling in the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus to get away from German winter for a while. Ah, it's 19 degrees Celsius and sunny. Urlaub in Poland will be touring in May and June, by which time we're liable to be enjoying 19-degree weather and sunshine again. Last but not least on our March Popcast lineup is yet another duo. Yep. Bands seem to be downscaling these days, trending towards going it solo, or at most duo. Like these brothers from another mother, the Sufi Dub Brothers from Germany and Pakistan. That was Mineral Dub Water, a tune by the Sufi Dub Brothers. It's off their new album, The Return of the Sufi Dub Brothers, their second record to date. One of the Sufi Dub Brothers, Victor Marek, plays with Jacques Palminger and Knarf Rellum, and used to help run the Poodle Club in Hamburg. Marek has found a kindred spirit in Ashraf Sharif Khan, the son of the late great Pakistani sitarmeister Ustad Mohammed Sharif Khan Punchwala, both of whom have been inducted into the Pakistani Music Hall of Fame. The Sufi Dub Brothers' mostly instrumental tracks combine elements of acid, dub, electro and hip-hop grooves with Ashraf's consummate sitar playing. For those who've missed out so far on the Sufi Dub Brothers, Victor Marek recaps their history to date.
Ja, unsere erste Platte war ja eigentlich eine Art Sammelsurium, eine Compilation mit unseren eigenen Stücken, die wir live gespielt haben. Es war am Anfang gar nicht gedacht, unbedingt Aufnahmen zu machen, ein Album zu machen.
Our first record was a mishmash compilation of original numbers that we played live. We'd never planned to make recordings or an album. We were a live band. So then we tried to arrange some selected numbers. Seeing as we improvised a lot, some of them were too long to follow at home.
Vielleicht dann zu Hause nicht unbedingt nachvollziehbar sind. In den 5 Jahren nach dem ersten Album haben wir uns darauf konzentriert, die in
For 5 years after our first album, we concentrated on unbridling our various numbers, giving them free rein, so to speak, and doing live renditions for local crowds. The gigs really ran the gamut, from village fairs in the Bavarian countryside, to festivals on Dutch islands, and club concerts at 2 in the morning. And we're not just about Pakistan, we're also into West Africa, namely Burkina Faso, where I've got some musical projects going, with Les Sœurs Douga, for example, the twin Douga sisters, and with Patrick Cabré, also from the capital Ouagadougou, who ended up a featured guest on our album.
Der als Gast auf unserem Sufi Dub Brother Album gelandet ist. Und Sizilien spielt insofern eine Rolle, dass Inshallah unser nächstes Album dort produziert wird. Für das neue Album The Return of the Sufi Dub Brothers haben wir uns ins Studio begeben und komplett neue Songs aufgenommen. Also im Gegensatz zum alten Album ist da kein schon bestehendes Stück dabei. Und die Aufnahmezeit war zu kalten Februartagen.
We put some brand new songs on the new album, which is called The Return of the Sufi Dub Brothers. We recorded on cold days in February. It was really chilly in the studio too. So we cheered ourselves up with warm sounds, which gave the whole thing a sort of road movie feel. It's more listenable and less danceable than our first record, though the songs are rejiggered for the dance floor again in our live performances.
Mehr für den Dancefloor orientiert, umgebastelt wird. Der Song Mineral Dub Water ist als letztes.
The song Mineral Dub Water, for instance, was the last number to make it onto the album, albeit by chance, because after going over the material on the album several times, we felt something was missing, something more danceable, which in turn led to the final edition.
Dadurch ist er überhaupt erst entstanden. Das Stück hier
the track here, on the other hand, is a setting of a traditional tragic love saga from the Punjab, a cultural region that lies partly in Pakistan and partly in India.
Und teilweise auch Indiens Punjab. Unsere kleine Konzertreise nach Pakistan war fantastisch, lehrreich und speziell.
Our little concert tour there was fantastically edifying. Pakistan was special, quite an experience. Ashraf is something of a classical music maestro there, as was his father and several generations of musicians before him, which is why some conservatives take a critical view of our project. But young folks who don't listen to much classical music anymore shower us with praise, dancing away in the front row, cheering and rejoicing, which is a great pleasure for us too.
Und freuen sich, so dass auch für uns eine große Freude ist.
The next Sufi Dub Brothers album is going to be produced in Sicily, is to be called Inshallah, in other words, God willing. And on that hopeful note, we hope there was something for everyone again in our March lineup. Angie Portman will be back in April to present another handful of hand-picked new releases from Germany. Meanwhile, this is dyspeptic Dave Greeden signing off on Ralf Sommer's podcast and wishing you a very hopeful start to the spring season.